What's good, everybody? I'm Joe. This is the Inspire, Create, Manifest podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Today's episode, as always, is brought to you by our Inspire, Create, Manifest school community. You should come hang out with us. Things are really starting to get fun over there. Hit the link down in the show notes. We now have weekly manifestation mastermind groups, two Kundalini yoga and meditation classes a week, and all kinds of fun discussions happening on our discussion board. And this is a Thursday, and that's right. There's a new series coming at you the next couple of weeks. I've teamed up with my good friend, Danny Varghese. He is a licensed therapist, a coach, a musician. Danny is one of the most inspiring young men that I know. And I want to tell you a little bit about Danny before I actually tell you about this whole little series that we're doing. In 2019, I threw my couch away when I was meditating. Well, I had the idea to throw my couch away when I was meditating. It was an old couch, and it was like, had a lot of memories that I needed to let go of. And I got rid of this couch, and I was meditating one night, and little voice said, start hosting meditations. Start hosting meditations in your house. This was 2019. I opened up Facebook. And I created a Facebook event, and I said, who wants to come meditate with me? Every Tuesday night, we're going to meditate. I don't remember the time. And I just threw it out there, not really knowing what to expect or what was going to happen. And six strangers showed up at my house, and it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And Danny was one of those strangers that showed up. And the first gathering that we had, I believe we called it Alien School. And we pulled oracle cards and we sat in a circle and we meditated. And as we continued to do this, we continued to explore and tear holes in the universe and create our best reality in unknowing to us, preparing us for the apocalypse that we were all about to step into in 2020. And that group, literally that meditation group, turned into my first offering online as well before the pandemic happened. About a month and a half before we went into lockdown, maybe a month before we went into lockdown, a friend said, you should start teaching online. And I listened to the little voice, and we had the group in my house and online. Anyway, Danny has been around since 2019. We have been tearing holes in the universe and talking and exploring about manifestation and different manifestation techniques. And then as technology starts evolving and changing, we both start diving into AI and artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. And one night Danny sent a message and said, hey, what do you think about this? This is what I just asked artificial intelligence. What do you think about what it spit out? And I was hit with this wave again. This little voice was like, this would be something really fun to talk about. So this is the first episode of whatever this series is called, because we didn't give it a name, but we are talking for the next 5 weeks, every Thursday. You can check me and Danny out talking about a question that we pose to artificial intelligence about manifesting and creating our best reality. And it's really interesting to see what happens and how many similarities the artificial intelligence gives us to the questions that we ask. And then a really interesting thing happens in the last episode of this series. So yeah, I'm teasing you. You're going to have to listen and listen every week to get to that last episode, because something happens. And in that something creates a wonderful opportunity. So now that I teased you a little bit, kick back. All of Danny's info is in the show notes. Give him a follow on social, check out his music, follow him on Facebook, hit all of the links, connect with him. And if you need a licensed therapist or a coach or a musician, reach out. Set up a call with Danny. Maybe he has something to help you with. Thanks for being here. I love and appreciate you all. Hit the link in the show notes, and now enjoy our first episode. All right. What's good, everybody? What's up? So we've got some exciting things happening in the new year here on the Daily Shot of Inspiration. Danny is here with us. What's up, Danny? How you doing?
Yo.
I don't even know what day it is. Happy Tuesday, I think. And earlier, for maybe people are saying this, maybe they're not saying it, but the light that is shining in, really, you picked a perfect place to pull over on the side of the road.
Yep.
And have a conversation. So thanks for being here with us, Danny. If you can, please tell all the listeners, who are you, where are you, and what do you do with yourself?
That's a great question. I feel like, you know, at the core, I'm a human who is deeply curious about life, about energy, about our minds. I work as a mental health therapist, recently got licensed, so some doors opened for me on that front. Been working as one for the past 4 years. Probably my greatest passion is as a singer, songwriter, musician. Been rapping since the third grade. Picked up a guitar around 2013 and started just really running 100 miles per hour towards the vision of wanting to create healing music for the world and to create community around that. I guess those are my two, a few of my big puzzle pieces, but you know, there's always layers to it, right? Right, Joe?
Right. I think you're leaving a big one out, that magical, metaphysical world that we play in, and manifestation and quantum things.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I guess that was the deeply curious human piece, you know? But I guess maybe I didn't do it justice. I'd say around, like, you know, it's interesting. I think my entry into the mental health world was like that deep curiosity, finding some place in society. But really, you know, all of that began with me kind of coming across different books, speakers, lecturers on these topics of exploration of trying to figure out how our minds are connected with matter, and really trying to figure that out. Not just, you know, finding quotes that feel good or ideas that feel good, but really trying to get to the bottom of how does it actually work? Like, really, how does it work? You know, and how can we feel sound about it? You know?
Right. Right. And, for everyone that is listening, this whole little series, whatever is coming to life, is happening because the one morning I opened up my Facebook and there was a message from Danny, and it was this breakdown of manifesting and really, you know, deep, good stuff, like really good stuff. And here I am in the process of developing the Power of Simple, right? This 4-month coaching, like, let's break this shit down simple. And Danny's sending me like, this is how this shit works. What do you think? And I'm like, wow, we should talk about this, because how can we make all of it, right, super, super simple and really, you know, break it down? And then I thought it would be interesting to have, you know, just Danny on to talk about things in this nature, but also to kind of explore that, how do we really call it? Because this is not therapy, everyone that's listening, right? That this isn't therapy, but just the mindset of, right, a therapist, the mindset of a coach, what you might see and what I might see, right? And then how, right, maybe we can bring all of the things together. Again, everyone that's listening, disclaimer, not therapy. If you feel you need therapy, please reach out to a therapist. reach out and set up a call with Danny. But I want to make that abundantly clear. But we are going to, like, dive into how our brain works, right? And what is going on up there, and what's going on that metaphysical realm of things. And I'd love to give everyone just a little background about how you and I got connected. In 2019, I threw my couch away And it sounds silly, but it was the last piece that I was holding on to from my divorce that happened like almost a decade before, right? So I was really holding on to this couch, and one day meditating, this little voice said, get rid of the couch. So I got rid of the couch. Once I got rid of the couch, the little voice then said, you should host meditations in your house. So I just made a Facebook event and said, hey, who wants to come meditate on a Tuesday night with me? And you were one of the amazing people that showed up that Tuesday mm-hmm. night. And every Tuesday night for a while, we meditated and hung out and drank tea and had these deep discussions and tore holes in the universe.
You called it alien school.
Right. We had alien school. Exactly. Exactly. And it was really, I felt like now looking back, like it's exactly what everybody needed in preparation for what was coming. Mm. Like, wasn't your sister in China, Japan, somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Shanghai. Yep. Yep.
Right. Right. When everything was happening.
Yep. Yep.
And the world was just, you know, it, like the meditation group started, we all became friends. And the interesting thing, if you haven't noticed, Danny said he picked up his guitar when he was in third grade.
Rapping since the third grade, guitar picked up in 2013.
Okay. All right. You weren't in the third grade in 2013.
Yeah, no, that'd be amazing.
But, you know, everyone that started coming to the meditation group, a lot of Danny's friends came, and it was really amazing. And Gail, one woman would come and hang out and meditate with us, which is really interesting because it's usually one dude showing up with a group of ladies because it's just a way. And it, you know, really created this interesting space for all of us. And obviously friendships were born and created. And there was something even back then, I'm like, I don't know how we're all going to like kind of intermingle and, you know, see what happens. And here we are 4 or 5 years later, like, hey, let's talk about some shit. Let's talk about the crazy shit that we talked about in alien school and just let everybody hear it and see what happens. And the interesting thing, I don't think I knew you before.
Now, the very first thing was me attending a Kundalini workshop, a Kundalini yoga workshop that you created in the healing fields. That was the very first time I encountered your existence. And then I think I connected with you on social, and that's how I ended up at your house when you promoted it. Yep.
Yeah, I forgot about that workshop. Yeah,
kick-ass Kundalini yoga instructor. Yep. Yeah, man.
So we've been, you know, playing in this woo-woo space for a while. So I'm really looking forward to, like I said, whatever it is that we are collaborating on creating. Mm-hmm. I feel our intention, right, is to just, instead of just having, you know, I don't mean it that way, we're just adding a little spice to the Daily Shot of Inspiration with just a weekly show for a couple of weeks with Danny talking about all of the things. And with that, if you're listening on Spotify, I'm going to put a little, what do you want us to talk about in the world of manifestation, getting your head straight to make shit happen? Mm-hmm. If you're listening on Spotify, you can actually comment and we'll get that. And because we would love to have your feedback, you know, and get everybody else involved and just see how, you know, what happens. That's how I'm feeling. How are you feeling about this journey, Danny?
Great, man. Yeah, I think it's going to be really awesome to kind of create or bring this exploration that already happens on a daily basis to a place where others could tune in. Because, you know, I feel like I've always felt like inside of everyone is an inquisitive philosopher. You know, there's a philosopher inside of everyone trying to make meaning of it all. You know, noticing the synchronicities, the unexplainable signs and symptoms that there's some bigger picture or something a little bit more to the story than us being a sack of meat walking around on top of a skeleton, you know?
Right. I'm curious with that. When was that? Do you remember when that was for you, when you were like, wait a minute, there might be something magical around?
Yeah, I'd say that there's definitely layers to it. I think it first began with noticing that I could change like everything about my life just by observing my thoughts and beliefs and changing them. So that was like a sort of practical exploration. But then it started to evolve into, I started to encounter the writings of Neville Goddard. And, you know, if you know anything about Neville Goddard, he's just the greatest magician of all time. And I followed, you know, one of his four-step formulas. Because I was like, all right, you're claiming that I can create a future event with the four-step formula. All right, let's check this out. And there was this one time I followed it to try to create an interaction with a specific human that I hadn't seen in months. And within about 20 minutes, that human was in front of me. And I previously had no idea like where they could be or any sort of leads. So from that point, that moment was very defining for me, because it was an experience that the extreme skeptic inside of me could not deem as a mere coincidence. Like the way it all happened, it was like, for me to claim this is a coincidence would be crazy. I'd be crazy for claiming that there wasn't something occurring here. And it just blew my mind, because I'm like, how could something that I did in my mind affect my life experience so greatly to this degree? Like literally so many forces had to come together for something to actually happen that was specific in connection with my mind. So that was a moment where all of those quotes and ideas and theories, you know, finally were like, whoa, like, I don't know how this works. I really don't, at that time at least. But I can't deny what I just experienced. So that was probably the beginning of my mission to figure out.
That is beautiful. And just to keep everybody hanging, I'm going to say that our first episode that is an actual episode is going to be discussing that four-step formula. And I'm sorry for everyone that's listening. There's a giant breadcrumb for you, but you're going to have to tune back in, and we'll break that four-step formula down. And that is this, again, right? Like circling it back, because when doing that four-step formula, right? Was it really that hard, Danny?
No, it was very simple. Very simple, requires some commitment of mind, but isn't rocket science, no.
Right, and believing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's it breaks it down so that, you know, it requires some, yeah, visualization and diving in. So like one element, like just to give one element of it is immersing yourself in a specific scene. But I'd say what's difficult about it is you need to immerse yourself so deeply in the scene that you're shocked that you're not there, you know, and that not everyone is used to doing that. They're usually used to being in their reality where they are, and most people feel like the things they see in their imagination are just, you know, fanciful images. So, you know, the idea of like diving into another world in your mind might be new to some, but if you could be open and committed to it and actually dive in, you know, you'd be able to enact the formula. Yeah.
And really, if you're listening and saying, wow, it went from sounding simple to now sounding really hard, really it's daydreaming, right? Can you get into that solid daydream where you're like, wow, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you are a meditation practitioner, right? If you actually have a meditation practice, it's going to be easier for you, because you're going to know how to like kind of drop into a space of stillness. But even if you're not, it's okay, right? Like just let that mind wander if it's going to start wandering, but it's a practice, right? Like keep coming back until you are sitting in that space of like, wait a minute, where am I?
what's going on around me? Is this really happening? And then it's like, right, like we're merging into that space, because you truly have to be it, right? And I'm going to guess, and I feel so bad, but so good as well, because we're doing this to everybody. I'm kind of just giving these little teasers. You really have to become, right, that version of Danny that was going to have that event happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no question. Like recently there's been TikToks and Instagrams of Will I Am flying around. And he was like, before I was Will I Am, I was Will I Am, but I needed to be Will I Am, right? Before I was, and I needed to be this rock star, right? Like I need it. Like I had to be it, right? I couldn't walk around saying I want to be a rock star, but not actually being the rock star. I had to step into it and embody it. And it's like embodying yourself in that scene is going to allow that scene to come to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to, right?
I haven't seen those TikToks. I got to check them out because I love Will I Am. He's out here giving some manifestation nuggets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Oh, the nice. Next time I see one, I'll make sure to save it. Yeah,
that's great. And he's such a trippy human.
We can discuss some of them as well. And for everyone that's listening, this is how a random show comes to life, right? Two friends just say, hey, let's just talk about some shit, about shit that we're into, and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts? I think this is a nice little taste for everyone of what is coming in the new year.
Yeah. I guess maybe just another fun quick thought. One thing I kind of observe a lot is how deeply we whenever I say we, it's like the average human in this society. we seem to be so deeply conditioned into paradigms, ways of looking at the world, and ways of thinking about ourselves in the world that are so contrary to the concepts that we intend to talk about in this space, which is why I think, you know, it's powerful to talk about these things, necessary to talk about these things, and necessary to constantly expose oneself to these things, because, you know, we've been surrounded by a culture, by ways of thinking, by ways of interacting with the world throughout most of our lives that do not like make you feel like your mind is that connected with matter, or that it even matters what you're thinking, what you're intending, what your energy is doing. That is not at all the mainstream. And you think about decades of being exposed to ideas that make you feel powerless, that make you feel like you don't have a say, that make you feel like an earthworm in the soil, you know, just highlighting, I guess, yeah, some of that.
Yeah, we are definitely going to talk about unconditional. That's not right. What is not the norm? Mm-hmm. But just because it's not the norm doesn't mean it's not our actual natural state, right? Mm-hmm. Like we really are infinite sovereign being, right? Here we are in alien school. We're aliens, right? We're on this planet. And if we can actually like tap in, and I look at my life, right? Like Danny and I met in 2019 and I was a photographer, not wanting to be a photographer, right? Really miserable, but wanted to live in the woods. I'm like, I'm going to live in the woods. I'm going to live in a house in the woods. Here I am, right? In my house in the woods. And yep. Needed to go through the things that I needed to go through, right? To get me here. But once I actually embodied it and started believing it, man, did everything change, right? Mm. And Bob Proctor has a great book, Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
Again, super simple concept, really hard to bring into practice because for me, I'm going to be 49, right? Mm-hmm. 45 years of my life, I was a dumbass, right? And I may have been doing Kundalini yoga, right, for the last 20 years of my life. So think about that, right? It's like as we grow, it's like we're going to look back and be like, oh, wow. But as long as we can keep going and realizing, right, like, all right, it doesn't have to suck that bad. I actually can create this reality that I want. And then we find ourselves sitting in the space at 10:30 on a Tuesday morning, right? Just recording a podcast, because life can be this way. Mm-hmm. Right. And it doesn't have to look normal, right? It doesn't have to be like, oh shit, I got to get to the office. Maybe, or maybe now this is my office and my office is wherever I want it to be. Mm. Just a little piece, little nugget for all you out there, that hopefully these things that Danny and I talk about inspire you to say, I'm going to live an amazing life. Might not know what that is right now, but I'm going to actually start putting the inspired action in to make it happen. Mm.
Well said.
And with that, everyone, be on the lookout for whatever it is that we're calling this weekly chat with Danny. Chats with Danny, talks with Danny, Tuesdays with Danny. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Thanks for being here, everybody. Danny, thank you for coming on this journey with me. I look forward to seeing what we create.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it myself.